And thank you everyone for joining us for our very last service of the year. Now, that being said, we have really journeyed through one whole year together. So we want to take today sort of like a special Thanksgiving service to appreciate people who have made an impact in our lives, as well as to thank God for all that He has done for us. Now today, like I mentioned, we want to take this time to thank the Lord. So very quickly, I just want to be able to share with you three reasons why we want to give thanks to God. Why is Thanksgiving important? So can I have a first slide up, please? All right, we want to thank God. We want to remind ourselves, okay, I believe these reasons are not pretty new to you, but we want to just remind ourselves why it's so important for us to thank God, so that as we take time, right, to thank God, we'll remember why it's so important. Okay, so very quickly, three reasons. I would just take 10 minutes to share. It's a very short message. The first reason why it's important for us to thank God is because, firstly, Thanksgiving help us to remember God's faithfulness, particularly in the past, alright? So Thanksgiving is not something that is natural for us to do. Instead, what is natural is complaining. Right? If you look at typical Singaporeans, we always like to complain, right? Actually, we are not alone, right? It's very part and parcel of human nature to want to complain. And if you look at the story of the Israelites, the Bible shows us that when the Israelites experience tremendous miracles, dramatic miracles, they too forgot and they end up complaining. Right? The Bible tells us that when God delivered them out of Egypt, when they were in the desert, they experienced harsh conditions and they started to complain. So when we complain, we naturally forgot about all that God has done for us. But you contrast that, right, with a man in the Bible by the name of David. Like the Israelites, David was also at a point of his life, running away from his life. And he was also in this situation where he was in the desert, where there's no water to drink. But let me read to you what David wrote, right, when he was in the desert. He wrote in Psalm 63. Can we have the next slide, please? Right, and this is what he wrote in a place where he is naturally thirsty. Instead of complaining to God, he said this, "O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you." Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this amazing? That David had every reason to be able to complain about the lack of water, but he came to this place where he doesn't thirst so much for water, but he thirsts for God. So friends, remember that when you have a thankful heart, you actually remember God's faithfulness instead of complaining. Right? The next thing that Thanksgiving helps us to do is to renew our perspectives of the present. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, as you remember God's faithfulness in the past, you begin to realize that your perspective of the present will change as well. Now again, changing our perspective is not natural. It is more common for us to want to change our circumstances. So don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you can't change your circumstances. So if you are in a sticky situation and you actually can do something to change your situation, by all means, go ahead. Alright, but we know in life there are just so many circumstances that we can't change because there are so many things that are beyond our control. Now I can't control the way I look. I can't make myself look better, right? If I want to do well in my studies, but I can work very hard, but perhaps there's also a limit to what I can achieve in life, right? So it's important for us to recognize that while we can't change our circumstances, God can give us a renewed perspective of our lives, right? So for example, if you look at the next slide in the book of Hebrews, basically, if you read the book of Hebrews, this is a very encouraging book, right? But I don't have time to go through everything, so I'm just going to highlight a few things about the people, right, that is kind of being addressed in the book of Hebrews. So a few things, right, if you look at the book of Hebrews, you recognize that it's written to a group of people who had every reason to lament about their situation. But when you look at it, right, the book of Hebrews basically tell them, right, that these people who are being oppressed for their belief in Jesus, not to give up. Right? Instead, the book of Hebrews reminds us that there are so many different people who have persevered in their faith in spite of their suffering. And Jesus himself was the perfect example, even to the point of death. Right? And then the book of Hebrews says these things that's very interesting, that in your struggles, actually we have not reached the point of dying. Now, can you look at your neighbor? Can you tell me whether they are dead or alive? Is your neighbor dead or alive? Actually, you all sound quite dead, lah. Are you dead or alive? Alive, right? So, minimally, you can at least thank God for the gift of life. And then Hebrews continue, right, to talk about if we trust God and we know He's in control, He knows what He's doing, we can actually emerge from these struggles as people of character. You get what I'm trying to say here? So here is a situation where the Israelites, they are persecuted. And you know, persecution is a very difficult thing to go through. But even in that persecution, the writer of Hebrews helps the Israelites, reminds them that even in that situation, God can be doing something wonderful in their lives to make them more and more like Jesus. Okay, so very quickly, right, Thanksgiving help us to remember God's faithfulness in the past. Thanksgiving helps us to renew our perspectives of the present. And last but not least, Thanksgiving help us to renew our hope in God for the future. You see, young people, the future is always uncertain. But this should never stop us from having dreams and goals. Especially for you young people, as you look at your future, I hope that you are looking at your future knowing that you have a promising future ahead. Definitely you have a better, you have a more promising future than someone like me, lah, right? Because you got many more years ahead. And so I would really think that it would be a pity if we allow the setbacks and the circumstances to stop us from dreaming, you know, from having hope in God, from what He can actually do in us. But I know it's very real that some of you, perhaps you look at 2017, you feel that you have gone through a very terrible year. Everything that can go wrong has went wrong. So I know in that situation it's easy to feel that there's no hope. It's easy to look at your 2018, alright? Maybe you're looking at 2018 with 2017's perspective and you feel like a lot of things are uncertain. And today, I just want to remind you with the Word of God that when you choose to have a thankful heart, when you choose to come to God with praise for Him, you can start to discover that hope that seems so elusive, right? So, I want to take this time to share with you the last passage that we're going to read for today. And actually, it's found in this book called Habakkuk. If you read the book of Habakkuk, you realize that Habakkuk is a lot of complaint, right? Habakkuk was not what I described. It begins with Habakkuk, right? Three chapters in Habakkuk, but for the first two chapters, Habakkuk was basically complaining to God, right? The complaints more or less revolve around like, you know, God, why like that? You know, why do evildoers kind of get away? And maybe in your own life, you are also struggling because people around you who seems to do bad seems to have a better prospect than you, right? Another thing that Habakkuk talks about is like, why do good people suffer? And maybe you're looking at yourself, it's like, God, I've done my best, so why do I still have a difficult year? And if you look at the book of Habakkuk, you realize that at the end of the day, even after all that God has replied him, Habakkuk does not get an easy or straightforward answer, right? But this is why I feel that Habakkuk is an inspiring book, because most of us, we only want to thank God when we are guaranteed some sort of outcome in life. But when you look at Habakkuk, he had none of that kind of assurance, right? Habakkuk had no kind of certainty except for the certainty of God. So this is really something that teaches us how to find certainty and hope in the right places. So if you will, allow me to read to you from Habakkuk 3, verse 70. It says, though the fig tree does not bud, and though there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Can you join me together to read verse 18? verse 18, right? Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. Now, of course, we are not so concerned about like fig trees and all that. But in our own situation, though I may not have done well in my exams, for example, for the working people, though I may not have received my bonus, for your relationships, though I may have a difficult year relating to my parents, relating to my friends, for your own inner state, though I may have constantly felt depressed, I felt anxious over different things, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Young people, this is what I really want to share with you, that you have hope in the Lord even in those times where there's no hope. So as I round up, I just want to share this, that, you know, interestingly, with the new year, right, the first day of the new year marks my 10-year anniversary as a full-time pastor in the church. And you know, something that I really want to thank God for is that in all these 10 years, I have experienced God's faithfulness. And that's why I think I can share with you with conviction that you can remember God's faithfulness by thanking Him. Alright? And one of the best ways I found that I can, you know, in that sense, be sure that God has been faithful is by looking at you. Because when I look at you, right, many of you, when I first met you, you are like P6, Sec 1, Sec 2. But today, you are all like grown up. Like, Charlene is already going to be a mom. Right, and many of you are just serving the Lord with all your heart. Of course, there are some who maybe along the way fell out. But I know when I look at people like different ones who have stayed on, right, that God has raised you up to be leaders. God has raised you up to be such fine young men and young women, I have that encouragement, right? I am able to say with all my heart that God has been faithful to us as a ministry. Amen? Right? So that is something that I know that God has really done. It's not our own human effort that we achieve all this. So as I just share this with you, I hope that you'll be encouraged. For those of you especially who have grown up so-called under my leadership, I also want you to thank God that God has really been the one who discipled you. Alright, so tonight, even as we end off, we want to take this chance to thank the Lord Jesus. In a while, I'm just going to lead you to just thank God for very specific things in your life. Alright, so why don't we just very quickly and very quietly just stand to our feet. And let's just take this moment, right, to begin to thank God for all that He has done for us throughout this whole year. Come on, let's just stand. Yeah, young people, so you should stand up very quickly, alright? No need to lie. Yeah. Okay, and just take a moment to thank God for your life. I know some of you may be struggling, alright? So why don't you just begin to thank God by thanking Him for the very obvious blessings that you have received. Right? The things that maybe have excited you for this year. The blessings that you have received. And as the Lord show you the different blessings, and as you thank Him, I believe the Lord right now is helping you to remember His faithfulness. And so let's also just thank God for even the mundane things in life. But sometimes we have taken for granted that our lives, our faith, the simple things of life, whatever you may have taken for granted, ask the Lord right now to show you what those things are and begin to even to thank Him. take a few more moments to do that. Thank you, Lord. And now, let's also just thank God for even those moments that we might have struggled in. I know it's difficult. This is difficult. But let's just begin to thank God for even in those times, perhaps there are trials, there are temptations. But today I pray that the Word of God shows you that even in those times, God was in control. There was something that He was doing in your life. And so if you know that there are situations that you have just gone through and you're complaining, ask the Lord right now to help you to see what He has done even in those situations and just begin to thank Him. You know, it's so easy that when we go through pain, that we want to tune out of our painful situations. But all the more, in our painful situations, we can tune in to God's Word and to find at home. And last but not least, let's just begin to thank God for who He is, because ultimately, He's our constant. He's the one that we can always find hope and certainty in. So if this year there's something that God has shown you about His character, His faithfulness, His love, His mercy, His righteousness, anything that through your experiences or through the Word of God that has shown you His nature and character, let's begin to declare right now. Thank God for who He is. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we know that it's so easy for us to sometimes come before You with hearts that are bitter. But thank You today that You remind us with Your Word how much we can thank You for. So we thank You, Lord Jesus, for all that You have done for us and for who You are. And Lord, as we think about even the new year ahead, Lord, we know that challenges will still continue. Uncertainty will still be there, but we choose to say that, Lord, we trust in You. We will not depend on our own strength, but we come with grateful hearts to say, Lord, have Your way in our lives, because You are truly our God. So Lord, as we even look to You, continue to work in our hearts so that we will always have a grateful heart towards You, God. And all God's people say, amen, amen. Come on, let's just give Jesus a big hand. Let's thank the Lord. Amen. Now, don't go yet, because we have prepared something special. So you can just quickly take your seat. And, you know, as you go back home later on, do continue to thank the Lord Jesus. Do take time to remember all His goodness, because I know this service is too short, alright, to remember all that God has done for you, but continue. Alright, as you go back to have that grateful heart towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, of course, you want to thank God because God is a faithful God. But we also know that there are people other than God who has been very faithful. Right? So today, we want to especially thank our leaders. Alright? Cell leaders or ministry leaders. So you guys are good, you know, you all got an initiative. Right? And I personally want to thank all our leaders because I know that there is no way me and the pastors, we can lead such a big group of you on our own. And I just want to share that our leaders, they have really given their all to serving you and leading you. Thank you. Shall we just give our leaders a big round of applause again? And you know, if you didn't manage to thank your leaders through the video after the service, right, do take your time to appreciate them. But we are also doing something special for our leaders, right? After the service, we are actually busing them to another place to have a nice dinner. So in case you don't manage to get them after the service, please text them, okay? But now what we would like to do is, on behalf of everyone, we just want to be able to, I want to be able to lead us, to be able to bless our leaders, because it's not an easy job, and we believe that they really need the grace of God to be able to lead us. So can I invite our leaders to stand? Yeah, come on, just give them a round of applause. Okay, also for those who have stepped down, right, because I know some of them have over the course of this year stepped down, right, but they still served you, so we want to appreciate them. Okay, come on, leaders, where are you? Okay, and why don't we just all gather around our leaders? We're just going to pray for them. Just stand by your leaders, lay hands on them. We're just going to pray for them. And try to keep a lookout, because in case there are any of our leaders, their members are not here, do go to them as well. Father, we want to thank you for this day where we can give thanks to you, and at the same time remember your faithfulness to us through the leaders you have placed over us, O God. So Lord, we just want to thank you, because we know that it's not an easy journey to serve you, yet you have walked with them, you have called them, you have guided each one of our leaders to demonstrate to us what it means to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. So Father, we just want to pray over them. Lord, we know that sometimes they serve, it seems like a thankless job, but we just pray that today, that each one of them will hear your voice anew. They will hear you reminding them how you have called them into ministry. They will hear and your own affirmation of all that they have done, O God. So we pray for them. We just pray that even though it's a heavy responsibility, but every one of them will remember it is a privilege to serve you, Lord. So we thank you. We just want to bless them. Not just bless them to be fruitful in their ministry, but bless them in their lives, bless them in their families. For those who are getting older, bless them to find the right partner in life. Lord, for those who are working, bless them to experience fruitfulness even in their work. And for those who are still schooling, that they will do their very best and just have your help in their studies, O God. So we thank you. We know we cannot thank you enough for all these leaders, but we just pray that in your own way, you will just speak to them and bless them, Lord. And all God's people say, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. All right, so continue to thank your leaders wherever you are. And with that, we close this service, and I will see you next year, all right?
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.pools.org.sg. God bless.